Hi, this is Race Taylor from New York's 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stage 17 here in New York City. How's everybody doing? Oh, come on. Hold on. Let's stop. Let's try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stage 17 here in New York City. How is everyone doing? Nicely produced. My name's Ralphie Aversa from New York's 95.5. Thank you so much for coming down here today and checking out our awesome performance space, interview area, happy hour location. We can pretty much do it all here from Stage 17. By the way, just want to let you know real quick, please no photos and no video of the performance and or the interview. We'll also let you know that we will be live streaming this performance and interview later this week on our website, which of course is 95.5plj.nyc. We will let you know exactly when. I believe it's happening Thursday at noon, but don't quote me on that. It might be fake news. So we'll let you know exactly when we're going to do it, and then you can tell all your friends on Facebook and Twitter that you were there watching David Cook perform live, right? How cool is that? Awesome, awesome, awesome. So again, like I said, no photos or video. We'll do a little meet and greet afterwards. David will perform. I'll interview as well. Does anybody have a question for David real quick, too? Like, should I go into the crowd and do it, or should I just handle the interview thing? I should just handle it? Yeah. All right, I'll just handle it. That's fine. All right, thank you. All right, good. I'm glad we got that out of the way, because it's awkward when you ask the crowd, and you're like, hey, anybody got a question? And then you're, like, pulling teeth, and it's just glad we avoided that. Without further ado, his new single, Gimme Heartbreak, is available now. He has an EP coming out later this year. Please welcome to Stage 17 for his first time, David Cook!
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You see, you gotta go and find yourself. You see, then you're becoming someone else. Don't recognize the face in the mirror looking back at you. You see, you're leaving as you look away. I know there's really nothing left to say. Just know I'm here whenever you need me, I'll wait for you. Set you free, and when you see what you need to see, when you find you, come back to me. Taking time, I won't go anywhere. Picture you with the wind in your hair. I'll keep your things right where you left them. I'll be here for you. Oh, when I let you go, I'll set you free. And when you see what you need to see, when you find you, come back to me. And I hope you find everything that you need. I'll be right here waiting to see when you find you. Come back to me. I can't get close if you're not there. I can't get inside if there's no soul to bear. I can't fix you. I can't save you. It's something you'll have to do. And I'll let you go, I'll set you free. And when you see what you need to see, when you find you, come back to me.
Come back
Thank you very much.
How we doing tonight, New York?
I think I just said New York, like I'm from New York. I don't know why that happened. Thank you to WPLJ for having us, by the way. Thank you guys very much. Look at this awesome room. I told them before we started that I'm just going to air my grievances about the Wendy's menu changes, but I'm not going to do that. I do miss the old grilled chicken sandwich. I'm just saying. All right, what's next, Jeff? What are we playing here? Light on?
That's what I thought.
Okay. So I'm going to preface this the way that we have every time lately, not to be a downer, but it's worth talking about. So this song was not a song I wrote. It was written by two guys, Brian Howes and Chris Cornell. And last May, we had some shows back in Missouri. And right before that is when Mr. Cornell passed away. So I remember hearing this song for the first time. I heard the demo. It had Chris's voice on it. It was insane. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to even remotely pull that off. But I'll record it and see what happens. And so for the last 9 years, I've been honored and ultimately really humbled to get to be the voice of this song that Chris wrote. So I don't know what you believe. I'm not 100% sure what I believe. But if Chris is listening, I hope he enjoys it. This is Light On.
Never really said too much, afraid it wouldn't be enough. Just trying to keep my spirits up when there's no point in grieving. Doesn't matter anyway, words should never make me stay. Words will never take my place when you know I'm leaving. Try to leave a light on when I'm. Something I rely on to get on. What I can feel at night and make it light. A fire to keep me warm. Try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Even in the daylight, shine on. And when it's late at night, you can look inside. You won't feel so alone. Seems a thousand times before. My back to a closing door and my eyes to the seasons. They roll out underneath my heels. And you don't know how bad it feels to be the only one that I have ever believed in. Try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Something I rely. So long. Ooh, yeah. Sometimes it feels like we run out of luck when the signal keeps on breaking. Crossing my brain, you'll stop my heart again. When I come alone, yeah. Try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Something I rely on to get on. One I can feel at night and make it light. A fire and keep me warm. And try to leave a light on when I'm gone. Even in the daylight shining.
That's called a live screw up on the last chord of the song. Oh, Lord. So yeah, we just came out with a new single. This is where you applaud. Okay, good, good. Now, I have to point this out. You guys are like extremely overdressed for what we're doing. You look very nice. I'm not trying to be mean. I appreciate it, but I feel really gross up here right now. Plus, I've sweat through this shirt like 3 times today. It's humid here. Okay, all right, yeah, I feel a lot better. Thanks so much. I feel like we're back on the same level. So yeah, we just came out with a new single, Cheer Again. Yeah. I have to thank WPLJ again for supporting the song and supporting my career these last few years. You know, Ralphie and I were talking earlier that it wasn't that long ago. We were eating pizza over on the couch over on the other end of the building and just talking shop. And then he talks about how much he loves the Yankees. And then I don't tell you what I said because I know where I'm at. But this is our current single. This is Give Me Heartbreak.
I'm high on neon, chasing the greens and blues, the reds, I keep touching the ceiling. Put my feelings, they fall for you instead. You're deaf in a black dress. I'm the puppet that's hanging from your fan. You're the name of my madness. I don't wanna get you out of my head. Give me the heartbreak. Give me the heartbreak. Bring on the hurt. Put in the work, baby. Don't try to fight it. Tell me you want me. Why are you pushing and shoving me? You're pulling me close. It's getting out of control. And you know that I like it. It's a messy reaction. You're like the drug inside my vein, another welcome distraction. One more shot of Novocaine. You're deaf in a black dress. I'm the puppet that's hanging from your string. You're my favorite madness. No, I don't wanna change a thing. Give me the heartbreak. Show me. You're pulling me close, it's getting out of control, and you know that I like it. Give me the heartbreak, baby, don't try to fight it. Give me the heartbreak, cause you know that I like it. Give me the heartbreak, baby, don't try to fight it. Give me the heartbreak, cause you know that I like it. Give me the heartbreak. Give me the heartbreak. Bring on the hurt. Put in the work, baby, don't try to fight it. Tell me you want me. Why are you pushing your shove me? Pulling me close, it's getting out of control, and you know that I like it.
Thank you guys very much. So before we go any further, I do have to say that's actually the first time we've ever played that acoustic. That includes rehearsal. We've never done that. That could have been a dumpster fire.
And now it's time for a quick set change. Round of applause, everybody, one more time for David Cook. And we literally just met. So what is your name again?
Jeffrey Scott.
Jeffrey Scott, everybody. How about for Jeffrey Scott? I know. I'll do your work. Don't worry about it. That's fine. I'll do all the heavy lifting around here, David.
Sorry, Jeff. Hey, you want to take this with you?
This over there. And I'm going to wait to, are
the
we good?
Smattering of applause.
Yeah, I don't even, what was that for?
Was that for Jeff?
For Jeff as he walked off? Oh, yeah, that was
we
bad.
Can do better than that, you guys.
Dan, am I okay? Either Dan. Good? Yes? Sure? Okay, cool. All right, so here's what we're going to do in the interest of editing, because we're going to be live streaming this on Thursday. I'm going to ask everyone to applaud again on the count of three. And then after that, yes, one more applause.
Just like the real thing.
And then we're going to start the interview. Yeah, exactly the way you did after Gimme Heartbreak. The exact same way, just to make Dan Mulqueen's life a little easier. Actually, Dan's coming to talk to me now.
Not the same way you did when Jeff
This is not
off.
Dan Mulqueen, everybody. Dan Mulqueen make an appearance. Jersey's own. I figured that we weren't. Yep. All right. Good call. Still a newer space, so we're still working out a few.
Understood.
And we have what's even newer than the spacer. Actually, I should probably point this out to you. We have three cameras. We have like one there, and then one there, and then one there. So, yeah. Slide to the left. Cha-cha now,
y'all. Do I need to do the same? Awesome. Here you go for dressing up.
There we go. Look at that. All right, so wait till Dan gets into the back there of the room, and then on the count of three, we'll have everyone applause, and then we'll begin the interview. We'll have everyone applaud. Okay, here we go. I think Dan's back there. He probably is sitting down right now, and now he's waiting for me to start. Okay, fantastic. Here we go. One, two, and three. And again, welcome to Stage 17 here atop Madison Square Garden in New York City. I'm Ralphie Aversa from New York's 95.5 PLJ. David Cook, of course, joining us. You just heard his brand new single, Gimme Heartbreak. And what I noticed, David, actually, right before you sang that song, was that you popped a piece of gum into your mouth.
Yeah, I did.
Breath a little stanky from the humidity
probably,
here.
Probably, yeah. No, so full disclosure. So a few years ago, like I'm talking like 09, I watched some video of the Foo Fighters, and Dave Grohl was chewing gum, and I was wondering what the hell that was about. So then I looked online and I found something where he said like he does it to keep his throat lubricated. So then I started chewing gum, and then I started experimenting with different types of gum because that's what I'm an idiot, and I came to the conclusion that Big Red cinnamon gum is like my jam. So I'll say my one diva crutch. My tour manager back there would probably disagree entirely. But my one diva crutch is that I have to have Big Red on stage.
Wow. So that's a part of the rider.
That's it. Yeah. That might actually be the whole rider.
Those are your, I was going to say, that's your yellow M&Ms.
Yeah,
Big
for
Red
sure,
gum.
For sure. No brown M&Ms.
Needs
only
to
yellow.
Be there.
Yeah.
You had it last night at Knitting Factory.
I did. And I will have it tomorrow at Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. So, yeah.
You know,
see how we fit the schedule in there? That was smooth.
Yeah, very smooth. Yeah. Maybe we've done this once or twice.
Once or twice.
The last time that you and I chatted actually was in LA, and you were telling me about how the New York City shows, if you were to rank top 10 shows of all time, there's a smattering of New York City shows in there. Where did last night rank?
Top five, for sure. I said it last night, you know, this city, they support live music in a way that very few cities do. And the energy that we got last night, I mean, it's our first time playing there. You know, the last couple times we'd been at Gramercy and Irving Plaza for a few times before that, and always just had fantastic crowds, and they're super loud, and they make my job easy, which I appreciate. So, any New York show is going to be on that list.
David Cook is here. Last week, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but I was hanging out with one of your frat brothers.
Really?
Yes.
Who's one of my frat brothers?
One of your frat brothers in the fraternity, well, and sorority, but fraternity of American Idol winners.
Oh, I thought we were talking college fraternity. I was like, no, Don Knotts was in my fraternity, but if you're hanging out with him, we got to talk.
Was Nick Frattiani. I was actually hanging out with him.
I love Nick.
Yeah. And he and I, it was good to catch up with him. We were talking shop, and as I got ready to see you again and to do this interview, I thought to myself, what would the David Cook of now say to the David Cook that walked off stage after winning American Idol in regards to the music industry?
Run. No, I think it's, it just as soon as you get a grasp on the formula of this industry, it changes completely. I was talking about this earlier. It's such a weird state of perpetual transition. I probably would have told myself to just figure out at 25 how to roll with the punches as well as you do at 34, which is admittedly not that great, but still just ride the wave a little bit, you know, and I think it makes life a little easier. And so, yeah.
You don't have any regrets, though, about the way you handled things, right? Or no? Or would you have done things a little differently?
No regrets. I think every step and misstep alike kind of put me in this spot, you know, especially with this new material. I don't know that I was comfortable enough in my own skin and maybe in as good a spot mentally to attack these songs this way. I don't think I'm there 2 years ago or 3 years ago, or hell, even a year ago. So I'm thankful for everything just because it's allowed me to have the perspective necessary to really attack this EP and give me Heartbreak the way that I feel like it needs to and the way that I feel like we've done.
So when I read these articles about Gimme Heartbreak that are online now and they say this is a new chapter for David Cook, Yep. They're not, it sounds like they're not, because sometimes, you know, everybody in the media is guilty of this. We're trying to get clicks. We're trying to get people's attention with these headlines.
Sure.
Sometimes that can be overstated. Doesn't sound like that's much of an overstatement this time.
No. And listen, when we were out pushing the last record, Digital Vein, I said, you know, I felt like this was a great bookend for the last 10 years, you know, from my first ever solo record, Analog Heart, from like a couple years before Idol all the way to Digital Vein, just felt like a good beginning and end of that book, you know. And with this new stuff, I really just wanted to crack the spine on something new. So it was about leaning on musical influences that I felt like really still mattered to me and spoke to me, stuff like Nine Inch Nails and Massive Attack. And then really trying to tune into stuff that maybe wasn't in my wheelhouse, you know, 2 years ago. Stuff like Halsey's first record and Aurora. Just cinematic pop elements that, you know, again, I think being a little bit more comfortable in my own skin made me more apt to want to go chase those things and try it out. And I feel like the end result is this, like you said, this new chapter.
Funny when you bring up Halsey, as a singer-songwriter that's been on pop radio, when you hear a song like Closer on the radio, what is your first thought?
That's some damn good mailbox money. Mailbox money is like for writers. They get to stay home and just get money in the mail because they write these hit songs and don't have to go anywhere. But it's funnier if you know that. yeah, I think just... you hear a song like that and the hook's undeniable and you get it. You know, you appreciate it. You try to sort through whatever feelings of jealousy you might have that you didn't write it and then go back to work.
All right, so obviously you're at work with a new EP that's coming out later this year. Where are you in that process of releasing it?
So we've got three songs tracked and done. They're all three of those songs are actually ones that we've been playing live. And then the goal is to get like four or five more in the can and then cut the fat, get down to like five or six and then we'll sort out release date and all that stuff. So, but we're 30-40% of the way there.
No title yet.
No title yet. I've got a few ideas in mind, but it kind of depends. Because I'm not entirely looking at this EP as a standalone. I want it to be a standalone in the sense, like, if this were the last thing I ever put out, it could live on its own. But, you know, the goal is to kind of partner with maybe one or two other EPs and then do a whole thing with it. So I got ideas, man.
Well, what was it? Because, you know, the last time we chatted, it was a full-length album, and now it's just an EP. Is it just because that seems to be the trendy thing right now? But
I've been historically against EPs. I've always loved a full-length record purely because I felt like I love having that time to tell the narrative, you know? And it was a buddy of mine in Nashville. We were out having lunch one day, and I was talking about it, and I was, you know, going on my soapbox about EPs are dumb, da, 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 you know. And then he goes, hey, like every famous writer that you've ever met or ever knew of or ever read, they've all written short stories. Like it's not that big a deal. And I I don't know why, but that just super resonated with me. So I started looking at this EP as like a chance to write a short story and tell a more concise narrative. So it's been exciting. I think it's forced me to set the bar even higher for what songs kind of meet my standard, which I didn't expect or anticipate, but it's been a nice little side effect of the whole thing.
David Cook is here on Stage 17. My name is Ralphie. Is that why Lunch in Nashville with David Cook is one of the things that you could have? I think that's sold out, actually, maybe now by now.
I believe so. I'm not sure. I need to check Pledge Music.
But you're back to the crowdsourcing, obviously, with Pledge Music for this EP. Mm-hmm. I noticed no golfing trips this time around, though. Why is
well,
that?
Well, okay, so here's what happened. So the last time we did it, there was supposed to be one sold, and for some reason, the way it was set up was wrong. We accidentally ended up selling three. And so logistically, it was tough. And then I felt bad because, like, I'm super competitive, like super competitive. And so you get on a golf course and everybody that bought it was just like, they're just there for the experience. They're not really like super golfers or anything like that. So then I'm like, I'm trying not to be competitive while secretly being super competitive. And then, you know, you're asking people to travel and do all this stuff. And it just felt like, okay, like we could do without that this time. We'll figure something else out. Like we've still got other things to roll out and, I'm just, honest to God, man, I'm just thankful that the fans still, you know, support and all that stuff. It's
yeah, and stuff is selling out on there, too.
Which like is stuff. Shocking. We said, no, it really is, because we said last time, like, we put all this stuff out, and it was like, you know, if we can make X amount, like, I'll be happy. Just X amount, whatever. And then we, like, quintupled that amount. And so this time, it's just like, I don't even know what the hell the goal is. It's just like, Whatever helps us. So it all comes back. So whatever money we make on that is going into the EP and then the tour to support said EP. So invariably, you know, the more we can make on that, then hopefully it means better record, better show, and better experience for everybody.
David Cook is here. Before we wrap up, what is the paperclip on your head?
Oh, paperclip. Yes. Yeah, so. It kept,
you know, I'm like shiny object and it just every single, yeah.
So we were in, where were we at? Chicago. And I walked into this clothing store. We had some time off during the day and they were giving these safety pins away and they're supposed to kind of represent to LGBTQ and that community, like the we're a safe space, like we're on your side. If you need any help, you know, we're there. So I immediately put it on because, you know, I think it's important that they know that there's a lot of people on their side. So.
Very cool. I've never seen it. I've usually seen a one on the shirt, but not the hat. I like that.
I wear the hat every day. I didn't want to go through, like, having to take it off a shirt and put on another shirt. So I wear the hat damn near every day.
Because it'd probably still be at Knitting Factory in Brooklyn if
exactly.
not one of the other tour stops.
Exactly.
Lost it. So. Well, again, the new single, it's out now. It's called Gimme Heartbreak. Mr. David Cook, everybody. Round of applause again. David, thank you for stopping by. Stage 17. Here in New York City with New York's 95.5 PLJ.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.